Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Oh, I want to make sure your microphone is off.
It's off?
I just realized.
All right. Wants to make sure my microphone is off.
I just realized, just as we started,
I'm going to talk
you
to the finance people about That's your paycheck.
Right.
It's payback time, Jerry.
Anyway, you can hear the lovely voice. Not yours, Jerry.
Oh, hers?
The lovely voice of Dr. Samara Umat.
That's right.
And she's back. And it's lovely to have you, even though you're not able to. Well, yeah, we're distancing. In fact, get that microphone over here, over there. There you go. There you go.
That's right. Stretch anyway, it out. You want to be as far from him as there. He's old and fragile. So we kind of have
no,
to.
No, you're
stay.
Old and fragile.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
None of us are old, doggone it. This is Longevity Medical
Clinic. When people tell me on, you know, we're doing phone calls these days, so when they go and say, well, you know, I'm getting old, and I go, wait a minute. First of all, not on my watch. Second of all, you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, well, you know, I noticed that Jerry Berg in the introduction said the most prominent physicians. He really should be saying the most brilliant and attractive physicians, don't you think so?
Yeah, I agree with you
100%. I think we are among the more attractive physicians I know.
And delusional.
Yeah. Well, not about her. She's better. She's pretty damn good looking. But you know, the rest of us.
But you know, every year there's younger doctors and physicians and prettier ones that come along. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. But that's why I have to include the brilliant part.
Yes.
See, they're young and immature. Inexperienced.
I have no idea where we're going from here. But
up.
That's right. It's got to go. It's got to get better. Folks, I am really looking forward to having Dr. Mixon and you, Matt, share some of the latest numbers from the CDC. So hang on to your hat. I think you're going to be encouraged because there's so much fear running around this country. I don't know. It seems to have gotten worse in some senses lately.
Yeah, people want everyone to stay locked down and socially distant, even from their husband or wife.
Oh, my golly.
There are times you might want to socially distance from your children. But lock the little buggers in the bedroom.
Anyway, we have got Dr. Umat back with us today. Dr. Jerry Mixon, of course. And all the lines are open. So let me give out the number just to get started here. 1-800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. As always, anything goes, everything goes. And it does not have to be about the virus. Now, last couple of weeks, by the way, without you here, Dr. Umat, it's been about 80% non-virus.
Yeah. People are tired.
Tired, but I think something has happened during this last week. Mm-hmm. I think it's this craze with Memorial Day weekend coming and this Open America theme that some of the crazies and the people that are still wanting to lock us down and put us away and have this thing just go on forever. It's irritating me, but let's deal with some of the statistics, shall we? What are the latest?
Yeah, CDC has come out with the latest numbers. You remember when this first came out, World Health Organization, based on what China told them to say, was claiming that
and Bill Gates,
that, you know, 3.4% of everyone who caught it was going to die.
Yes.
Which, you know, in a pandemic meant that hundreds of millions of deaths would occur throughout the planet.
And by the way, on the very first Saturday, just so this audience knows this, the very first Saturday this got kind of crazy and yep. we knew we had a problem and we heard those numbers
yep.
from the World Health Organization, you sat there in a commercial, you didn't say it on the air, said, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
It's not true.
It's going to be minuscule compared to that.
Yes.
And it is.
Yes. We now have numbers, and the Center for Disease Control that originally was pretty much parroting the World Health Organization is now saying, and listen carefully to this group because this is important. First of all, we don't know what percentage of the population in America has been infected. Mm-hmm. Studies range anywhere from 2% to 20%. That's kind of a tenfold variation. And that probably because in some areas, higher percentages yeah. of people have caught it than other areas.
Sure. Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
So, you know, that's probably not too far off. But then the question is, if you catch it, what percentage of the people are going to have symptoms, are going to know they're sick in any way? Well, it turns out that anywhere between 35 to 50% of the people that catch the virus will not get sick.
No symptoms at all.
Yep. No cough, no fever, no sniffle, no nothing. They will not even know they've been infected. So between a third and half of the population that does catch the virus won't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you catch the virus and if you get sick, now we are in a small percentage of the population to start with. If you are, let's see, where was this first said? Oh, yes. If you were under 50, 0 to 49, your chances of dying are 5 in 10,000. So if 10,000 people under 50 catch the virus, 5 will die. If you are 50 through 64, so 50 up to 65, and you catch the virus and you have symptoms, you have 2 chances in 1,000 of dying. So 1 in 500.
Mm-hmm. But half of those folks are quite sick anyway.
And then if you are 65 and up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You have 13 chances in 10,000. That is 1.3 chances in 100 of dying.
Okay.
But yes, 40 to 50% of those over 65 that do die will be in a nursing home in their 80s, too sick to live at home to start with. So the vast majority of those deaths, of all the deaths in America, are going to be people who have diabetes, heart disease, dementia, and are so sick they are not able to live independently. So those of us who live independently, those of us who catch it at the grocery store, the gym, the church, whatever, our chances of dying are extremely low because by definition we are not that sick to start with.
Interesting. So what about kids being locked out of school?
The chances of dying, a child dying from this disease, are statistically lower than the risk of being struck by lightning.
Wow.
So more children will die from lightning strikes in America than will die of coronavirus.
Then now, why have we locked down schools?
Panic. We were treating coronavirus in many respects as though it was influenza. Influenza kills children. Coronavirus kills old people. Influenza kills children. And so we locked them down because that would be our reaction if this was a flu epidemic.
Yeah, plus also to slow down the spread.
Although if a child, let's say a third grader catches the virus, 90% of the time that child will have no symptoms. He won't even get a sniffle. He's going to go home, and who's he going to give it to? His parents. How old are his parents? In their 20s. All right.
Now, maybe 30s these days.
Maybe 30s, yeah. And so really, you're closing the school to keep people that are not going to die from the virus from getting the virus.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense. Now, it's true. You want to lock somebody down, you lock down the old folks. Grandma and grandpa need to stay home. The rest of the world needs to get out and go to work. feed their families, enjoy their lives. Okay. And grandma and grandpa need to stay away from their charismatic church.
You said charismatic church.
That's
what
right.
Are you, some kind of bigot? What's the matter with you?
No, I'm a scientist.
Yes.
And so.
Okay, all of you churchgoers out there, like me.
Listen carefully to this, okay? I want you all to become Quakers and Buddhists to avoid coronavirus. Here's the thing. And this is one of my conditional disagreements with Mr. Trump, because he had just said that religion is essential. And I agree with him. Religious beliefs are essential. People who have a religious structure to their life, whatever it is, tend to be happier, healthier, better balanced human beings. So I think it is essential. However, there is the super spreader phenomena. Now, what we found is that if you are in an enclosed space, a room, a bar, a church, a gym, anywhere where you are going to stay there for an hour or more, and people are breathing heavily, they're speaking loudly, they're singing or they're shouting, they are going to be exhaling a lot of the virus, and that virus is going to hang in the air. And the people have a greatly increased risk of catching that virus because there's a lot more viral particles hanging in the air, and they're there for a long period of time. And people that catch the virus in that setting tend to be much sicker because they get a much heavier viral load. If you are out on a jogging trail and you pass somebody who has the virus, your chances of picking up very many viral particles are tiny. And so you get a few viral particles, your immune system handles them. You sit next to them or stand next to them at a party or a church, and this is why I said charismatic, because, you know, charismatics tend to be loud and enthusiastic, and they sing robustly, and they shout.
And dance.
And dance, yeah. Lots and lots of viral particles, okay? So on the other hand, if you're a Buddhist, you're a Quaker, you're sitting quietly, you're contemplating, you're praying, your risk of spreading the virus or catching the virus are pretty low. So yes, I think religion is important, but how you express that religious belief and how you worship has a big difference in your chances of getting sick.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, let me bring it to one more for those of us that are born again pagans or whatever it is I am. I don't know. Really not a pagan either. But anyway, I love working out. I miss my weightlifting. Mm. I have been exercising outside. I walk and I run, and you know, I'm hitting 20,000 steps a day or so during this lockdown here. But I don't have any weights at home. Mm. And I miss going to the gym. But here's my problem. The gym is an enclosed area. Mm-hmm. And the people there are breathing hard.
Heavy, heavy.
They're gasping, heavy. Panting, pushing, pulling, running. Yeah, whatever. I'm not going back to the gym until there's a vaccine. Mm. Much as I love fitness and much as I miss my weightlifting, I'm not going back to the gym. Just as I would not go to a charismatic church, I'm not going to the gym. On the other hand, I want to work out. So Friday I went and yesterday I was online trying to buy some exercise equipment for either my office or my home. My wife tells me it's going to the office. She doesn't want it at home.
Your home is mammoth. You could
I've got five gyms
in your home.
I got plenty of room in my home. But she said, no, it's going to the office. All right. Whatever, honey. Happy wife, happy life. But I can't buy it because a lot of people are trying to buy it. And B, the manufacturing plants are shut down. They're not making it. And all the gym equipment that was in stock has been sold.
Yeah.
I'm too late.
Yeah.
Interesting. So. Mm-hmm. Well, this is, that's encouraging. That's encouraging. Yeah. Well, it's also discouraging at the same time. That's what's driving me nuts.
It's Dr. Mixon's first rule. Anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. There is no all good or all bad on planet Earth. So
it's just when governors say they're going to keep their state shut down for another 3 months or until there's no more dying, it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, the governors need to look at the fact that there are excess non-CVD deaths of about 30% in metropolitan areas. New York City has 30% more non-coronavirus deaths than they should have. You know, they look at the number of heart deaths and strokes and other causes of death.
Yeah.
And they are up significantly.
Why?
Because people aren't going to the doctor.
They're not getting checkups.
They're not getting checkups. They're afraid to go to the doctor. So a guy gets chest pain. Mm-hmm. He doesn't call the ambulance to take him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. He sits at home and dies.
Afraid to go there.
He's afraid to go because he's afraid he'll get coronavirus. Well, guess what? You're having a heart attack, fool. Go to the emergency room.
I saw Dr. Siegel, who's been around for decades on various TV shows and things like that, talking about panic deaths or fear deaths, suicides.
Sure.
Deaths of despair is the phrase.
Deaths of despair, that was it. Sorry.
That's the phrase, deaths of despair. And yes, drug addiction deaths, alcoholism deaths, suicides are up dramatically.
Through the roof.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's because human beings are social creatures.
In fact, Siegel
says, you lock them down, they die.
Because of the lockdown, he says there's going to be more people dying from those unnecessarily so than the virus.
Yes, that's true.
Scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I'll tell you what. So be encouraged. This is why you listen to the show, folks, because you get the unvarnished truth. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, that's what we give you.
I don't always like the truth.
Yeah.
In fact, there are times I really am unhappy about it. But, you know, in the real world, you look at the facts, you look at what's really happening, and you adjust your behavior based on the reality, not on wishful thinking.
Well, I'm happy to tell you this afternoon I'm heading over to my son's home, Seth's house. He runs the joint here, the CEO, Longevity Development, and various other things. And it's my grandson's birthday today.
And
my granddaughter's birthday tomorrow. And it's good to be close again because we went like 7 or 8 weeks without being able to hug or kiss or smooch these little guys. And that was painful. That was painful. And we're starting to get real again here now. It feels wonderful. Let's go to a break. And there's been, everyone's been listening to you. No one's been calling. So now's the time, folks, for you to call. There's other things that both Dr. Umat and Dr. Mixon can teach and share. But if you have a question, perfect time for you to call. 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. And we'll be back before you know it. Minutes past the hour, and I need to correct something there. That the ad that you just heard about the free health analysis appointments is a little outdated. Something got switched apparently during the week. We extended those free health analysis appointments actually through, in fact, we made enough appointments. I announced this last week. We had about 20 available appointments through the third week of June. And most of those are gone now. They were snatched up. But we have about 5 or 6 in each of the 3 clinics now of the free health analysis appointment. And so we encourage you. This is through the 3rd week of June. We'll open up the 4th week of June, probably this next Friday or something like that, and I'll be able to announce those. But for right now, there still are some, not many, probably in that 3rd week of June, of the free health analysis appointments. And yes, because we're always asked, really, are you doing this still? Yes, you get the 2 free tests. But yes, we're also making masks available when you come in. And we're also giving you $100 of longevity supplements as a sort of a thank you. And yes, we're seeing people pay, in fact, we've had a very, very full schedule.
Goodness me, yes. I can vouch for that.
Of health analysis appointments.
Yeah.
And people are coming in. For two reasons. Number one, I think the free supplements and the masks are helpful. But honestly, what's happened psychologically in the country is people are waking up to the fact that there's never been a better time to get healthy.
Yes.
Work on your immune system.
Yeah.
Build your body. Start
the virus is not going away.
That's right.
You know, we will get it under control and the vaccines will help.
That's right.
And
health maintenance is always more important than treating after the fact.
Yes.
And if you are interested in staying healthy and preventing it, you know, I've personally gotten thank you notes. I've gotten calls. When I call my patients just to check in on them, everybody's doing great. And I'm grateful for that. I don't take it for granted. They have worked at it. They have worked with us. They have taught me. I have taught them. It's a mutual relationship, but it is hard work every single day. But it's become a way of life for them. And we have one patient who did have the coronavirus in our practice, but he has completely recovered, is healthy, and is back in the clinic, and is doing great. And that's a great success story for us. So it's not that people don't get sick. It's that their ability to fight off what is coming their way is much better, and their future is much brighter because they are constantly thinking about what to do. And keeping the immune system healthy before you become sick is the key here.
And I think I just made a decision that I'll tell Bea to change this on Monday. Let's open up that fourth week of June. I know it's a bit of a ways out there, but it's less frustrating. You'll have to wait a little bit. There's some in the third week of June. Now I'm going, but they're not going to be on the calendar today. They'll be on the calendar probably by Monday afternoon. So keep that in mind. If you really want one and you want one sooner than later, go today. Go right now and get one of the earliest appointments that you can. And again, you get the two free tests, the blood test and the in-body test. Fascinating stuff. Got to do that. And you'll get the mask, and you'll get the $100 of longevity supplements. Any supplements of your choice, and I think we've got, 30, 40 to choose from. So odds are there's something there you'll really want. Maybe you're already taking something. Hey, get them free. And so that's good. And yes, when you come to Longevity for your health analysis appointments, we take your temperature, we ask you qualifying questions, our staff are wearing masks. It's definitely a comfortable place to come. You can feel comfortable at Longevity Medical Clinics. All three of our clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland, and as I said, we've got some for that third week, and by Monday, I'll have them on the calendar for you. You go to our website to make these appointments, lmclinic.com. Push on the tab there, health analysis appointments. And the three clinics will show up. Select your clinic that's closest to you, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. And when you select the clinic calendar comes on your screen. It's right there. And you just select the appointments. They're all listed right there. Easy, easy, easy. You select the appointment, or maybe two if your husband and wife get too close together, maybe. And boom, it's done. It's so easy to do. I encourage you to do it. As we just said, there's never been a better time. Get serious. Let's get serious. And that's fun for us to be able to help you do that. All right. Shall we take some calls here? I guess, okay.
Sure.
We've actually just got one call, so that means anybody else can call as well, 800-465-8770. Let's go to Pamela in Federal Way. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Hello, Pamela. Pamela.
Hello.
How are you today, young lady?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I'm so glad. It's good to be pretty and good.
My question is about vertigo. I have been diagnosed with MS, and I had a bout of vertigo for, it lasted about 6 weeks. People were walking on the ceiling when I opened my eyes. But that has been in the past. But ever since then, I have been suffering with, low issues of vertigo. It's the doctor says it's called positional vertigo, when I change the position. Like if I bend over, I'll get dizzy. If I turn, I'll get dizzy. When I lay down, I have to lay down on my left side. And if I lay down on my right side, everything goes around. They said there's nothing they can do about it except take some Meclizine or travel sickness pills or something. Is there anything that you can think of that could address this issue?
Oh, my goodness. This is a toughie. Samara, do you have anything brilliant today?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, unfortunately, this is a tough one. So for vertigo, I know there are special physical therapists that do physical therapy for balance. That might be something to think about. And I know many places are closed right now, but there are specialists in neuromuscular diseases as well as in balance retraining. And if there is no medication that you want to take, you might want to consider going to them to see how you can retrain your own ability to stand up straight and not, and to mitigate the symptoms of vertigo.
Yeah, the thing that occurs to me, though, is that there's a difference if she lays on the left side than the right.
Yeah.
And that makes me wonder if that that middle ear in on one side or the other might have a real problem.
So the MS is the red flag over here, right?
Yeah, that's
true. So that's what's really throwing the issue off. Because if it's BPV, you can actually do the Apley's maneuver, and many people get correction from that 100%. That's just a very simple thing. Your doctor does it in the office. Either your primary care will know how to do it, or the ENT specialists definitely know how to do it. So I know I've had it, and it's an Apley's maneuver. The physicians can do it. They basically rotate your head in the opposite direction to where you're spinning, and they do it at the bedside for you. And if that is the problem, that corrects the vertigo. And it works every single time. I've had it done to me, and it corrected my vertigo. It was just gone like that. But it has to be the right diagnosis to work.
Sure.
So the MS is the issue here.
Yeah, if this is caused by MS, then none of the vertigo cures are going to help.
Correct. That's why I've said the physical therapy route first.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, the MS has not bothered me. I have not had – last time I went to my neurologist, she checked my MRI and said that if she didn't know that I had a history of MS that I – that she would not have diagnosed me with MS because it's
okay.
Gone.
So she's she's not seeing major demyelination on your MRI.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Exactly.
The question I've got is what kind of doctor has your vertigo been addressed by your neurologist, by your family doc, by your ENT? Who's been seeing this?
It would be a family doc.
Okay. Because of the asymmetry, because one side seems to bother you more than the other, I get a consultation with a good ENT guy.
Okay.
All right. You know, I mean, I'm an old reform family doctor myself. I always have great respect. I think everyone needs a family doctor. But, you know, once in a while, nobody can know everything about everything. And so if your family doc hasn't been able to solve the problem, then go see the ENT, let him take a look or her take a look because, you know, they might tweak on something that the family doctor didn't.
Yeah. The inner ears are responsible for balance, right? That's what we're talking about. And if balance and position in space is affected, it could be because there's an inner ear problem.
That's right.
And a lot of times there's crystals that just get lodged in a certain way, and a certain movement can actually dislodge those crystals.
Yeah. You've got these little, we call them cilia. They're little tiny hair-like projections on the inside of the semicircular canals that are buried in the bone down right behind the ear. And if those go awry, and as Dr. Yumeta said, you can actually form crystals on those cilia. And those can then alter the way the cilia move, which send the signals to your brain to tell you which way is up and whether you're turning or not. And the fact that this is different with one side than the other when you turn, it makes me wonder if there's something going on in those semicircular canals on one side of your head different than the other. So I'd get an ENT person.
Let me throw another thing into the mix here.
Sure.
Earlier this year, I had anemia. Mm-hmm. And they gave me a blood transfusion, and my vertigo went away. Mm-hmm. Now it's come back.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. Why were you anemic?
That was healing. We don't know. They were doing tests to find out why I was anemic. I was so bad they had to give me, fill up 2 quarts of oil. I had to have 2 bags of blood.
Okay. And, 2 units of
and
blood,
and it worked wonderful.
Yeah, so then the question is, what is the underlying pathology? Yeah. You know, treating the symptoms is fine. In this case, giving you blood helped the anemia, but it didn't answer the question of what was going wrong. Why? You know, with anemia, there's basically 3 different things that can be happening. You can be not making enough blood. Mm-hmm. You can be making the blood but destroying the blood. Or you can be making the blood and it can be leaking out somewhere. All right. In people over 50, that last one is the one that scares us the most, because that is often due to a malignancy, a cancer somewhere in the gut. All right. So anybody that over 50 that gets anemic, we always want to take a good look at their bowel to make sure there's not a colon cancer or something hiding there. Then, you know, are they not making blood? Well, then you want to look at their iron stores. You want to look at their B vitamins. You want to look at their folic acid. You want to, if those answers are at all questionable, you want to take a look at their bone marrow to see if their bone marrow is making blood appropriately. And if not, why not? And then, of course, finally, autoimmune diseases that can result in you destroying your own blood. So a workup to find out why you got anemic can be critically important.
And with that, Pamela, we got to go.
I've had the endoscopy and the colonoscopy and nothing, except for a high anemia.
Well, that's good news, actually.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, young lady.
Thank you.
Take care, and best wishes.
That opens up a line if you've got a question. Actually, all the lines are still open. It is Memorial Day, which just hit me like a rock, obviously. Mm-hmm. Things are a little bit different on Memorial Day.
Well,
no
one's gone away.
No one's gone away.
Because they've had a 2-month, three-day weekend.
That's
already,
right.
And they're sick of 3-day weekends.
Give us a call. So. The lines are open at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. You'll be next.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Join in the conversation at 1-800-465-8770 and tell your friends to listen.
That's 1-800-465-8770.
Welcome back, everyone. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. It's been an interesting morning talking about the latest CDC numbers that actually are encouraging, wouldn't you say? I mean, for a nasty topic, a difficult virus, those were encouraging numbers.
Very, very encouraging. I mean, they basically say that if you're not, you know, in your 80s and in very poor health, your chances of dying of this virus are very low, unless you get an overwhelming viral load from being in a super spreader situation or being a doctor or a nurse that is treating a large number of these people.
Just taking in
just
tons
because
of
you
it,
get
yeah.
so much of the virus in your system, then young people will die in those situations. But, you know, if you catch the virus out walking or going to the grocery store or something, your odds of getting very sick from it are very, very low, just because your viral load that gets into your system is quite low.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's go to Peggy in Kirkland. Good morning, Peggy. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Peggy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, let's see. I'm tall, brilliant, and incredibly handsome, and Dr. Umat is young, beautiful, and absolutely stunning in every way.
You know, I told him earlier this morning that he could just become a personal coach and a personal motivator for anybody. He just has a wonderful personality.
Yeah, anyway.
I am calling because I had an angiogram. They felt there was a blockage in my heart because of the shape of my heart, not because of the way I eat, because for 20 years I've eaten well. but I had an angiogram, and when the heart doctor got in there, he said I did not need an angioplasty. I did not need a stent.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told me to take red yeast rice. Do you agree with that, Dr. Mixon?
Yeah, we use it a lot.
Well, wait a minute. Why are you using red yeast rice? Do you have high cholesterol?
No.
Do you have plaque?
But then why did the cardiologist suggest it?
Well,
that's a question.
I
almost never hear a cardiologist.
I know.
Wait, who is the cardiologist?
I don't want to put that on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. But, you know, listen, we give him some free advertising.
He's really well-known.
All right.
Well, red yeast rice is a natural statin, basically.
Yes, love a statin.
Yeah, so it's basically a more natural form of a statin. It has fewer side effects, but it does work as effectively. So if you have high cholesterol, if they're worried about plaque buildup, if they're wanting to reduce your risk for coronary artery disease, then yes, red yeast rice is a good supplement to use. We use it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I think he was using it for plaque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my only other addition to that would be to use CoQ10 with it, because it does, like statins, tend to deplete CoQ10. And CoQ10 is very important for heart muscle.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, the reason I asked that question is the only cardiologist I know that uses red yeast rice is my favorite cardiologist, Reuben Maiden.
And mine.
And so, yeah.
What's his name?
Reuben Maiden, Dr. Maiden. And
that's my doctor, yeah.
That's him, yeah. Okay, yeah. He's the best cardiologist I know, and he's the only cardiologist I know who prescribes red yeast rice. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. And you know, the important thing is we get the same results that you would get with the statin clinically in cholesterol levels, which is the goal. But the advantage is that the other systemic side effects are much lower.
Right. You don't get the muscle pain, the weakness, the fuzzy thinking, and so on nearly as often with the red yeast rice as you do with the commercial statins. And so, I think that's why Reuben uses it, and that's why we use it. So.
Great. Okay. I just wanted a confirmation from you because I asked him how long should I take this, and he said the rest of my life.
Indefinitely, yeah. Yes, I know.
That's right. Yeah, till you're 143 or die, whichever comes first.
And I should tell you, Peggy, when I went in, because I was having some issues with my calcium scores and what have you, I went in with Dr. Maiden, who's been my wife's cardiologist for like 20 years and now obviously mine. I went in thinking, and I was told I might need one. I might need a stent, and that it might take about a half an hour. 3 hours later, I had 7 stents, which I think is an evergreen record, by the way. But it was Reuben Maiden who literally saved my life on that table. So I'm a very big time believer in Dr. Reuben Maiden.
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing.
See, you're afraid to use his name. We throw his name around a lot.
That's right. He's not necessarily happy about it because he's so freaky busy.
That's right. Yeah, he's absolutely swamped with patients. And so he's telling us, you know, I don't need the advertising. Please don't do that. But we do it anyway.
He's a good
guy. Well, when I was on the table, he asked me to sign, and I said, no, I won't sign. You tell me. I said, will I be cognizant on the table? And I can tell you yes or no when you tell me yes, I need it. And so he said, okay, I'll go with that. So I went on the table, and he came around with his mask on, and he said, you don't need it, Peggy. So when I came out, I'm an opera singer, so I started singing an aria. And got a smile out of him. Something different for his work.
I envy people who can sing.
Yeah.
I have a 3-note range. I hit each of those 3 notes whenever they come by with great gusto. Other than that, I'm terrible.
What a beautiful talent to have, musicians and singers. Wow.
Hey, Peggy, we're glad you called. Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care, young lady.
Let us go to Issaquah and talk to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello, Mike.
I I am a 20-year patient, your folks. And
well, thank you, sir.
I did talk to Dr. Brazel about my hand. Last week, I woke up with, it was swollen in the back of the hand. And then the next day or two, it started going toward my thumb. And there for a day, I could not even turn the key on in the car. Hmm. And Dr. Brazel said that I was doing good with the relief factor and the berberine and the vessel protection. She said, keep that up. She tried to talk me into going to the ER. But I said, you know, I just think like it's moving and it's going to be okay. She said, well, okay, call me in the morning. And anyway, it was kind of like went toward straight down from my index finger toward the wrist, just stopped an inch or so before the wrist. And it's the third day I was doing my pull-ups and my push-ups and everything again. I have 225-pound weights that I lay down and do, and I jump with them and everything. Mm-hmm. I had to stop that for 3 days, and then I was back on them, and I went on them slow the fourth day. And the only thing I can think of, it was a blood clot. I didn't get any bites or anything visible like that. It was reddish, but not really red. It didn't scare me. But anyway, now I've just got the residual of a little bump right straight down from my index finger, just above just before, about an inch before the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm back on my regular pull-ups and push-ups and everything full blast, and it doesn't seem to be a problem at all.
Well, good.
Do you have any other ideas?
No, I mean, clearly whatever it was has resolved. It's always hard to make a diagnosis of things that have gone away.
Yeah, I mean, if it's inflamed and red and it happens again, you might want to put some ice on it immediately to help decrease the inflammation.
Yeah,
good. Keep it elevated.
I took a hot bath the first night, and that was a mistake. I had it in the hot water for a while. That didn't help at all. But then I started, the next day I started doing ice all day long, off and on, you know, not so that when it hurts. I never use ice so that it hurts too bad. So it's off and on, you know, put it on and take it off.
Yeah, but the chilling decreases the inflammation significantly, so.
Yes, all right. That helped the most.
Yeah, so, you know, it sounds like you had an inflammatory process of some sort, and it has gone away, so I wouldn't do any therapy at the moment.
What could have? I didn't have any bites. I couldn't tell anywhere. I thought it migrated. I have a little problem with my shoulder that's controlled with relief factor mostly. But I woke up that morning and I kind of felt like there was a connection. Both my shoulder and my wrist was hurting a little bit.
Odd.
But I didn't have a lot of pain.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, sometimes if we can examine it at the time, we can get some clues. But like I said, on the radio after it's gone away, well,
let me go get this crystal ball over here and let me dust off their crystal ball. Anyway,
okay.
Sorry we can't be of more help to you, Mike, but we're glad you've been a happy patient for 20 years. Thank you for the call. All right. Hey, we'll be right back. A little reminder, if you want one of those free health analysis appointments, definitely go to our website, lmclinic.com. We do have a handful through the third week of June. And on Monday, we're going to open up the fourth week of June. But I would go now. Grab one as soon as you can. Or you, by the way, you can go to our website to make these. That's what most people do, lmclinic.com. But you can also call on Monday, 866-86-YOUNG, and make one that way too, 866-86-YOUNG. Okay, hey, we've got time for another call or two before the top of the hour. A little reminder, we have 4 hours of Leading Edge Medicine every Saturday morning. 2 hours right here on 770 KTTH from 8 to 10. And then another 2 hours from 10 to noon on another station. We're not going to promote the other station. That would be a little tacky of us. But you can go to our website, lmclinic.com. Push on the podcast button at the top of the page, and you can find out where we are for all 4 hours every Saturday morning. Again, all live call-in radio. Okay, let us see. Who are we going to next? Let's go to Tina, Camino Island. Tina, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, yes, ma'am. How can we help?
Okay, this is my first time calling, but I've been listening for a long time. I am 68, and I'm dealing with some arthritis in my hip and lower back. I've had x-rays and CT scan and all that, but I'm just wondering, you know, I know the stretching and exercise is good, and but I wanted to get your take on what suggestions you have to deal with that.
Well, back and hip pain itself is one of the biggest reasons why Americans go to see a primary care provider. There are many, many reasons for back pain and hip pain. Sometimes they're connected and sometimes they're not. But as we all get older, the disc spaces in the spine are narrowing. In the hip joint, they are narrowing. And there are osteophytes forming at the joints themselves, which can cause irritation of the nerve roots that are exiting in that area. And as the nerve roots are exiting, they're caught in that osteophytes, and that can cause pain, and it can cause radiation of pain. And sometimes pain is because of not enough vascular supply. So there's many reasons for pain. You know, tendinitis can cause pain. So you have to kind of identify what the cause of the pain is. Is it arthritis? Is it tendinitis? Is it vascular? And then you have to go and treat that. So yes, exercise helps. Yes, stretching helps. Yes, if it's something that you cannot treat surgically, you have to continue to maintain the lifestyle changes to help reduce pain. You know, nutrition helps. So if it's sometimes you're not eating a right diet, you're eating foods that are pro-inflammatory, they can exacerbate your pain. So there's lots of lifestyle changes that you can make to decrease your pain.
Supplement-wise,
yeah,
the Relief Factor is a good product.
Definitely.
Because it's got four different things in it, each of which are anti-inflammatory in nature. And they decrease the inflammation within the area, which doesn't cure the underlying pathology, but by decreasing the inflammation can make the pain much less or even go away. And then, you know, if it's too debilitating, if it's really interfering with your life significantly, and if mild things like the Relief Factor don't give you relief, then you may want to go see somebody like Dan Nelson, who is a pain specialist, who, you know, can sometimes do things like, stem cell or other interventions to correct the underlying pathology within the joint.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not like debilitating. And it's the mornings, especially, is when I'm really, sore. But yeah. So.
Well, it just so happens I've got Dr. Dan Nelson. Is kind of a weird thing happened today. Jerry Berg, who is sort of the behind-the-scenes producer of this program for me, and who was the former host of this program with you, Jerry, as you well know, is also a patient of Dr. Dan Nelson. And for a month, Jerry has been bugging me, and I mean it. He said, I want to come on the show. I want to talk about what Dan did for me and his back. And so he bugged me. He just last night at about 10 o'clock, he said, can I come on the show today? I want to talk about Dan Nelson. So I texted Dan. Dan's calling in at 9:15. Jerry Berg's calling in around 9:15.
And we're going to put them all on
together. And we're going to hear about Jerry Berg's results from Dr. Dan Nelson, which is fun.
So in about 20 minutes, you're probably going to listen to that conversation.
Yeah, you keep listening about pain, because Dan is not just a stem cell guy. We have him on often, sometimes for the full hour.
But he's a pain specialist.
But he's a pain guy. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what kind of pain. Sometimes it can be really complicated. Sometimes I've got my story this week, which I am just exhilarated. I won't bother with it this very second, but this guy is amazing. He's the guy. If you're struggling with pain, Dan's the guy. Really, he is. So be listening for that at about 9:15 or thereabouts. Okay, Tina? All right.
Okay,
you can even call
much.
Back in. You can call back in even if you want to talk to Dan, because we'll keep him for 5 or 10 minutes on the air. All right. Thanks, Tina. Okay, do we have time for another quick call? Oh, we've got another Vertigo call. Let's go to Ed in Linwood. Just got a couple of minutes here, Ed, but Ed, how can we help you today?
My question is really simple. Is there anything in your shop that you can do for ringing in the ears and dizzies?
Not a lot. You know, this is, I mean, we are not specifically an ENT sort of clinic. Remember, we are age management practice, if you will. Our job is to treat the normal but undesired changes of aging. And this, unfortunately, is not one of them. So, nope. Nothing in particular we do for that.
But
very good.
A good question, though, Ed. Thank you.
Another comment, if I may.
Pete, sure.
It's time to get rid of the May commercials.
Yeah, I already confessed to that, Ed. Do you have to tell on me again? Ed, come on. Ed, come on.
Don't worry.
I listen to two stations primarily, which you're on both of them, and I'm tired of hearing you tell me about May.
Well, we are in May.
Yeah, but it's almost over.
Well, I know.
So it's time to start talking about June and July.
Okay, Ed, give me a freaking break, Ed. But thanks, pal. Appreciate you listening. I really do. You're a good guy. All right. And just to follow up on Ed, yes, the commercial during the break says the free health analysis appointments are available through May. No, that's not true. We extended it really technically through all of June right now, even though the last week of June for the appointments won't be on the calendar on our website until probably Monday noonish or thereabouts. But there's a handful in each of our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. There's a handful, like 5 or 6 or 7 maybe, in each of the three clinics of the free health analysis appointments, probably in the third week of June. So if you want one of those, you just go to our website right now, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, and make one of those appointments. And yes, you get the 2 free tests. Yes, you get the mask. Yes, you also still get the $100 of longevity supplements. Is it a good time to make one of those appointments? I think so. I do. And yes, we do have Dr. Samir Umat with us in the studio. It's been a while. It's been like 6 weeks.
And then she's going to disappear for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, she's got to be doing some other thing.
Family
stuff. She's here today. So a good time. We could talk about female things. She's here.
Okay.
So, hey, anybody, call. We've got two lines open at 800-465-8770. We'll be back after about a 20-second break.